الصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، it is with all praise to the Almighty, to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, that He blessed me with such a course that really really changed my life. I have learned so many new things in this course that I did not know before joining it, and it really made me a much better, it made me stronger in my iman, it made me have more love for my religion. The first session we always talked about the duas, the different duas we can recite in different salah positions, and that was something I did not know about, but it was alhamdulillah an amazing opportunity to learn the duas, and I'm trying to implement them inside my salah inshallah. And I also loved when my teacher taught me about the iman boosters and what weakens our iman, the factors that weaken our iman, because sometimes when we make a mistake or we feel like we're at a low point in our iman and we don't know the reason for it, we might feel even more disappointed and we might go away from the right path. But alhamdulillah, when we know what is the reason, then we will try to boost our iman. And I always looked forward to this session, the second session of Surah Yusuf with Sister Maryam. Alhamdulillah, she has an amazing capability to express how the story really went on, and it was so amazing because we learned about the personality, the character of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and how he, about all these lessons that we learned in his story, like he was so patient in every situation, he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what, which teaches us to also trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in difficult situations, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he gives the most toughest test to the people he loves the most. And something that really shocked me was that no matter what happened, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam never wished bad for anyone. He always forgived people, even the people who tried to kill him, even though he knew that they were just not, they didn't do a right thing, they did one of the things which is very very considered as a bad deed, but he still forgave them without even a second thought. And also that he was very kind to everyone, he was a great ruler, and he had haya and he had modesty, he had respect for women, he had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had taqwa. And alhamdulillah, we also learned about the wives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We learned that we have alhamdulillah such strong women in Islam that sacrificed so much for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their personalities and how kind-hearted they were towards the needy, towards other people, and how much love they had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was just very very inspiring to know about their background, about their history, which even increases and expands our knowledge. The last session, Aqeedah, that was where we learned very very important factors which we forget. One of my favorite was the one we learned last week when we learned about the day of judgment, about Jannah, about Jahannam and death, because this is my favorite topic to listen to or to hear someone talk about. I knew that there were a lot of major signs for the day of judgment, but I didn't know that there would be so many. And learning to and getting to know how many signs there were made me even more aware and even more alert about straightening myself and trying to be a better Muslim inshallah. And salute to all my amazing teachers. They were very 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 encouraging, they were very supportive, and their knowledge just made me even more interested and even more happier. Alhamdulillah.